Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, January the 22nd. I've got my friend Dave Mars with us. Dave.
Oh, nice warm hands there.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, have we had some cold weather or not in December and January?
Yeah, that's what we're here to talk about today. Right. I mean, even the best weather strip door and the tightest window, this weather, this minus degree temperatures we had in the early part of the month and who knows what's going to be in the future.
Exactly.
It's like syrup coming in. You can just feel any little crack that you've got, yeah, it'll be magnified.
Big time. You know, I when we had 10 below zero, 12 below zero, that's some of the coldest weather I can remember. Now, I think my house is pretty well insulated. Mm-hmm. But I was standing in the living room against the outside wall, and I swear I could feel coolness coming in, yeah, from the outside through that insulation.
Yeah.
And one night, I think this was back in December, it was a week or so before Christmas, we had had all of the little bit of freezing rain and snow, and then it got very cold, very, very cold. I started hearing pops and cracks in the house, and I, ending up talking to several different people, and they had the same thing.
Yeah.
It was that it turned so cold so fast, and with that snow and ice that we had, causing the house,
sure,
to pop.
Well, and what's happened recently with the weather being so dry is that a lot of the houses have settled, and so a door and a window that might have been nice and secure in the fall may not be that secure right now. So I myself have prided myself in good weather stripping over these years, but my doors are leaking like syrup too. So I'm going around, and then there's some nice products at the hardware store kind of help you, you know, just sort of spot, mm-hmm, stuff, you know, where the cold air is coming in, because it can make a big difference in this kind of weather and cooling down a room. So there's this stuff called backer rod. You might have seen it before.
Backer rod. Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends and watch this segment. And this is like, it looks like a piece of rope.
Rope, mm-hmm.
But it is, what is this?
Spongy.
It's styrofoam? Or?
It's a dense cell plastic product that will let any air in. And it's used for stuffing in cracks. I'm using this around my door, my front door, because I got a pretty good gap in there right now.
You mean where you open and close the
door?
Yeah,
and regrettably, it's not something that you can keep on when you leave. It's something that when you're at home, you can stuff these things and make sure no air is coming overnight.
Oh, but then you can't open the door.
No, you can open the door. It's just that you can't replace it if you're not inside. So once you leave, you're going to have, those cracks going to be there until you get back home and can reapply this backer
rod. Can you use the same stuff over again?
Sure.
So what you're saying is if you've got a door that you can feel cold air coming in, you put this stuff in the cracks of the door, mm-hmm, and then when you open the door, it's going to come out.
Sure.
Yeah.
So hopefully you don't have to go too many places.
Okay.
And otherwise, you can use the bag itself, any produce bag from the grocery store, uh-huh, and a dull knife. Just shove that in along the door wherever you feel air coming in. Plastic will stop air. Rags and stuff won't necessarily do that. So if you want to go to somebody, just simple plastic. Mm-hmm. I've laid it down on my threshold of my door because a lot of air comes underneath that. Because, you know, you're stepping on the door, it changes from season to season. Mm-hmm. A lot of cold air comes from underneath that door. So there's a couple ways you can take care of that. You can use this thing right here.
What
is
this? Which
is a model of a sand snake. Okay. Yeah, you want a little bit longer than this. This is just something I can carry around and show people. But it's basically filled with sand, and you want to have it sort of not feel like a sausage, but sort of floppy.
Right.
And you
and
put
it
that
up against
on the threshold.
Now,
yeah.
I noticed in my basement door, I've got some air coming in. I just took an old rug,
yeah,
and stuck it up against it.
We hope that does the trick. But the carpeting stuff doesn't hold that air back. So you want something impervious to airflow. So you might lay some plastic down first and then put those rugs or whatever, or towels or whatever,
okay,
down.
I mean, when you're talking about temperatures down to 10 below zero, this is pretty serious stuff,
yeah,
that is sapping heat out of your house.
That's right. And that wall you felt was cold was actually just pulling heat out of you and going to the wall. And that's the
right.
Cold air wasn't coming on you.
Yeah.
It was sucking your heat. Here's another quickie here that's pretty good around some doors here. Let me get a shot of that or not. But it's, again, that goes underneath the door. And it's got two containers
it's
here.
It's called Twin Draft Guard.
Yeah. And if you scan down a little bit, you'll see the let's see if I can hold it up here.
Okay. The thing is, describe this for the people listening on the radio.
Yeah,
it's called a twin draft guard, and you slide it underneath the door?
Door, yeah, and there's like a tube on both sides of the door. It won't fit a lot of doors, but on ones that I do fit, they work fairly well. And it's a fairly easy kit to put together.
Can you leave it on as you open and close the door?
Yeah, it all depends on the threshold and the bottom of the door configuration as to how successful you'd be. So I see some people just come out like a bandit with these things, you know, and it slides across their floor and it stays in place. You know, but the door is a difficult thing because you're in and out, and so what you know, that's the problem, and that's why they leak, is there's so much activity there.
Yeah.
So this might serve some of the doors out there to keep the air from coming underneath.
This might work on my basement door. So you simply slide it underneath the door. You open the door up, slide it up underneath the door.
Correct.
And there's a cup that comes up on each side of it. I'm trying to paint a picture.
And that's what goes inside of it.
Okay.
So you have these styrofoam pieces that go in the whole length of the door. And it goes underneath the door to kind of hold it in place. So you're weather-stripped on the outside and the inside.
Okay. All right.
But
take a look at this online, and you'll know what we're talking
about.
Yeah.
And then in terms of weather-stripping, Paul, this is the best weather-stripping you can get out there. It takes a little bit of homeowner skills to put it on, but I've had it in my back door for 30-some-odd years. It doesn't show a sign of wear.
Okay, and what it is, it's a metal strip that you screw onto the door.
Door jamb.
And then there under the door jamb, and then there is a plastic
vinyl covered spongy flap. You'll find this on new Stanley doors and stuff. It's already embedded in the door jamb, but this is a retrofit for an existing door that you might be having problems with.
Okay, and you open and close the door, and it fits tight against the jamb to keep the air from coming
in.
Get
that from you here. And this thing, the thing about it is that this stays nice and flexible. You know, a lot of weather stripping, when you put it on in the summertime, it's nice and soft, and then in the wintertime, you can't close the door.
I noticed that with my front door. That the weather stripping has become very stiff, with the cold weather, and it and then you try to push it up against the jamb, and it makes it hard to do that.
Well, then you're trying to put your elbow to the door and everything else just to get to latch. But, yeah, the stuff's out there, and it'll take care of a lot of those breezes for
you. Okay. If you have any questions about this, the best thing to do is to watch this segment. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you'll see all of the items that we're talking about. Or you can give Dave Moore a call, your number is?
874-7325, Columbia Water and Light.
Okay, with the City of Columbia. Dave, thank you so much
for
coming by. Tomorrow we're going to talk about and find out about Project Lola and the 12th Annual Legislative Forum. All right. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Felling from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan O'Young. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, watch this segment so you can see the items that we're talking about. Could end up saving you some money. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.